Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Slowly, my eyes begin to see that I need you here right with me at all times. My feelings are so deep from you, but I won't let go. No, no, avail. I can't find this love, and I can't turn it around, and only then. Now, please don't go away from me. When you call my name, I'll reach out my hand to you. To my heart, please don't go away from me. We can work it out, whatever it may be, girl. Please don't go. One of the only Boyz II Men songs I like outside of
Terrible.
Woo! Praise the Lord, niggas. Welcome back.
Welcome
to Blacks. Getting Grown. We Absolutely. Was on a little break, ski last week, ski for the Thanksgiving Brief. Holiday, but we are bike this week and wow, very yo. Happy to be here.
Indeed, indeed. You guys doing okay? How are you doing, sister?
I'm doing okay. You know, I'm off the heels of a vacation. I am on the precipice of another.
Oh,
I'm
yes. Like,
what? The kid never gets a back-to-back.
We are so, outside. Okay.
We are outside boots. But like I said on JDNXD a few weeks ago, I'm not telling you all where I'm going until after I've come back.
Because safety
no
first.
Malo. Thank you.
Okay? That's right.
We're going to put right. good energy over here. Good eyes, good energy. But no, I'm grateful and I don't have any complaints. How are you doing?
Same here. I am safe. I have what I need. I'm moving mm-hmm. through, you know, things, mm-hmm. processing, mm-hmm. working, gearing up, you know, looking forward to December and
yes.
ending the year strong work-wise, but also with some rest.
Okay, because, you know, and I just want to say, you might have grown wings out of your back at this point.
I mean, because your girl has been...
Oh, jet setting.
Okay.
Moving.
So fine. I know you went the you went down skies. To Atlanta for the holiday.
Yes.
Let me ask you. Did you sneak in a patty melt at any point?
Absolutely.
That's Made what I like point. To hear.
Made it a point. Smothered and covered hash browns down to the patty melt.
Oh, well, our guest at the kitchen table is not going to be happy to hear that, but that's
maybe.
All right.
Well, I didn't eat the whole, well, I don't want to lie and say I didn't eat the whole thing. I didn't eat the whole thing in one sitting.
I didn't eat the crust.
Wrapped it up, took it with me, you know.
Yes.
It was a good time, though.
I hope you got one for me as well. I need to be in the vicinity of a Waffle House soon. And I'm just so pleased at like all of you who have joined in the chorus of the joys of the patty melt from Waffle House.
Doesn't it feel good to pay
We're in good community. We're in good community.
We are. We are. And I'm grateful for it. I'm happy to see it. Mm-hmm. I love it for us.
Speaking of good community, you know, there's one that you are a part of that, you know, that we hear about often because it's a part of your personal journey. But it's so exciting because for the kitchen table this week, we get to hear from the lady herself responsible for the creation of this Narnia gym that you attend.
We love her Flex Fitness. Okay. We can't get enough of her Flex. And I am privileged to share my trainer and friend, Samaya, with the world and just share all of the wonderful, beautiful, amazing things that she is doing at her Flex. Her Flex has changed the game for me and so many Black women. And I'm just happy to bring, more of that to the kitchen table. Because I know, you know, Maya has this infectious way of inspiring us all.
Oh, yes.
She did not disappoint, did she, sis?
No, she didn't. So we want you all to pull up a chair to the kitchen table. Get your energy together because I want you all to know that Maya comes in hot. Okay, Mama got energy for day, but it's the perfect energy that you need to get you motivated, especially as we're sitting in this holiday season. So let's head on over to the kitchen table.
Let's do it. Welcome back, everybody. I am a little pressed today. I have to be very frank. What was Moesha's daddy's last name? Frank, I don't know.
Watson.
Frank,
Miller.
Who cares?
Mitchell.
Something with an M.
Frank Mitchell. I'm very frank. I have to be very Frank Mitchell. I am excited because we say this every week, but truly, we have special guests all the time. But this guest is my very own special personal terrorist. I mean, trainer. Okay.
You don't have the folks afraid.
No, they're not afraid. They can't be afraid. They're not afraid. Okay.
Right. These, we will not be all afraid.
Y'all have been watching me down to the Instagram trying to document my little journey of finding.
Don't minimize it.
I'm trying to. Mustang is a whole fitness influencer now. You're
working on my fitness.
Influence.
Working on my fitness. And this is the woman who is responsible. So everyone, welcome. Welcome to the kitchen table.
I'm happy to be here.
Miss Brilliant Samaya Williams of Her Flex Fitness. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Of course.
Of course. We could not have you on because the girls have been down in my mentions asking, who does your workouts? I mean, who are you following? Like, are you joining the gym? And I'm just like, okay, girl, stay tuned.
Yes, we're working through it. Tell the girls, come on. It's time to come.
Yes.
Don't talk about it. Yes.
Period. So I found Her Flex Fitness in a very similar way. Lots of my friends in the DMV were posting. Remember, it was a while ago. In the summertime, you used to have boot camps down to the park.
I was having the boot camps. We like to be outside in the summertime.
Down to the park, and the girls would be down at boot camp, and I would be like, well, what's going on over there? And I was going to Orange Theory. I really liked Orange Theory. The gym that I was going to had, at one point, it was like three Black women coaches, and I just loved going to classes taught by Black women. Then all of my Black women coaches went to other gyms, and I was just like, I'm not getting what I need from Catherine and them. So I went.
From Kit Kat.
I went, you know, bless her heart, Catherine.
She's sweet. She's so sweet.
And Jillian. I mean, precious as pie.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes she's sweet.
You know what I'm saying? playing Fergie and the Taylor Swift and things. And, you know, I just, okay. But it just wasn't my judge.
Right.
And a few people, my friend Tess, my friend Renee, everyone kept saying, well, you need to come to her flex, girl. Come on to her flex.
The girls that get flex. It, get it. The girls that get it, get it.
So I registered for an intro class, and the rest, as they say, is history, because I have been down to her flex every since, at least 3 to 4 times a week, right, Mary?
Okay, let's talk about the consistency. Let's give it up. Because she's a major win.
She's been doing it.
Yes, she has.
Been doing it.
I'm going to show up,
and I'm going to do my best. But Maya, listen, that was my story of how I found you. Start us off and tell us, what's the origin story of Muscles by Maya? How did you get into this realm of work?
Well, okay. So it all started because I used to work in mental health. I tell everyone my fitness journey started because I worked in mental health and I was extremely burnt out and I needed an outlet. And I'm like, okay, you know, I love what I do because at the end of the day, I love helping people. And whatever avenue that's going to be, I love helping people. So I loved what I did, but I was extremely burnt out doing what I did. And I'm like, okay, I cannot continue to pour into my clients if I'm not pouring into myself. So that's when I decided to just start going to the gym. Let me just try to go to the gym after work, okay? I'm not just going to go straight home. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to do a little something, right? I started out like every woman does, doing all this cardio. I got very, 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 very small. I call it skinny fat, where you don't have no curves to you. And then eventually I was like, okay, this ain't it. I can't be walking around here all chocolate. I ain't got nothing to curve to me. Like
A bag of bones.
Why am I 125 soaking wet? That does not make sense. I gotta do something. So I'm like, all right, let me stop being scared. Let me go over to this little weight section. Even though I don't know what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna make it seem like I know what I'm doing. So I just started lifting things. And then, you know, you run into those issues with men. As soon as they see you pick up a weight, oh, you need help? No, I don't.
So then
I was like, okay, let me learn how to properly do this so that I can help other women, because I don't want to be intimidated going in the gym. I know other women are facing these same issues. So I was like, all right, let me just shift gears. So while I was working on my master's degree, I also got certified as a personal trainer. I'm actually from Richmond, Virginia. So I moved to Maryland just because the DMV is a much larger fitness industry. So I was like, okay, let me go ahead and dip my toe in it. I'm gonna move to the DMV. I'm gonna start training. I was like a traveling trainer. I'm driving to Laurel. I'm driving to North Virginia, just trying to build up that clientele because I didn't know anyone here, besides like my line sisters and stuff. So I was just like, okay, let me just build up the clientele. And then once the girls was feeling me, I'm like, okay, let's do this for real. You know what I'm saying? They digging my vibe. I'm gonna go ahead and see what to do.
So you were getting your master's at the same time you were getting certified as a trainer. Yes. What were you getting your master's in?
So I have my master's degree. It's long. Get ready. Okay. Industrial organizational psychology. So IO Psych for short.
Yeah.
Really what it does is it teaches, it's like the psychology within business. So I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I knew I wanted to kind of just find my own wave. But I also wanted to know, you know, how to treat people, how to treat employees, because I knew I wanted to be big. Yes. I knew I wanted her. I had the vision. So I was like, I need to know how to treat my employees, how my employees need to be, you know, satisfied, how they can have a work-life balance, how I can, you know, just pour into, you know, my members and everything like that. So I got my master's degree in IO Psych. Also opening another gym. Oh, God.
It's okay.
That's all right.
So I had another gym before this. It was co-ed. And it just didn't align with my vision. You know how you'll do something and you know God is telling you this is not the direction you need to be going in, but you just do it anyway. I was hard-headed.
Yep,
I was very hard-headed. Yes, I tried to force it because I wasn't ready to listen to God's timing. I was like, look, I'm certified. I got my master's degree. I built up my clientele. It's time to do it. And God was like, this is not what you're supposed to be doing. You don't need to train men. They got enough trainers.
Hello, that's the reason you ran away from them niggas for a reason.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, why am I gonna train them when all they trying to do is hit on me anyway? So I ended up dissolving my partnership with my business partners when the pandemic hit. And then all of my members, my female members at my gym, they were like, Maya, you can do this. Stop being scared. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready to do this. And they're like, Maya, just do it. So I opened up HerFlex Fitness in the midst of the pandemic, September of 2020. And the gym actually went viral on Twitter. I know. Everybody called me crazy. Everybody called me crazy. You know,
I don't think that's crazy. It's brave.
It took some balls, y'all. It took some balls. Y'all know the little Kodak thing where Kodak was like, I hope so. Everybody was like, Are you sure? And I'm like, look, I hope so. I mean, I don't know for sure, but all we can do is try. I mean, if it don't work,
that was too good.
So, you know, I actually opened my gym. I was blessed to open my gym after promoting it on socials and it going viral on Twitter. I opened up my gym with 100 members, which is wild. That's
impressive. Wow.
So right out the gate, I had 100 members and I was like, okay, God, I'm listening. This is what I'm going to do. And then the gym just took off from there.
Yep.
Like, it just started growing like wildfire. And I'm just blessed to be here 3 years later. Gym is still growing. More women are finding out about HerFlex Fitness. And like I said, the girls that get it, get it. When you come here, you love it. It is for the girls. Like, it is for the girls. You will not go to any other gym where we playing trap, we playing Caribbean music, we playing R&B. The girls is twerking in between sets. You know what I'm saying? We coming in our bonnet. Ugh. It is where you can come and you can be yourself.
Comfortable. It's very like, you know, how the gym can be an intimidating space. You walking around, there's so many, you know, everybody doesn't have natural built-in gym bodies. Everybody doesn't, you know, and we're all embracing what we have. And I felt that instantly coming to HerFlex. And it's just something about being with your people.
Okay.
Right? It's like, I'm not the only one in the gym lifting with nails. Okay. I'm not the only one in the gym. You know, the girls got their bonnets. You know what I'm saying? The girls got they tying down them frontals. Okay. The girls is doing what they need to do.
Right.
And there's so much. There's what I love about your approach. This is a question, so just I'm getting there. One of the things that drew me to HerFlex, in addition to just sort of the ethos and the aesthetic being around Black women, is that you understand fitness for Black women in a very particular way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about BMI. It's not about, like, Maya will tell you, she's told me, stop weighing yourself.
Get off.
You know, get off the scale, you know, and to focus on looking at other things. Because, you know, we have to realize that stuff is steeped in racism and anti-Blackness too.
Absolutely.
And I've never had a trainer tell me, you know, don't eliminate carbs and don't weigh yourself.
Yeah.
And that was one of the first things. And Maya told me that I wasn't eating enough. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, how many trainers are telling you to eat more? But either way,
listen, it's a system. You're exactly right. When my girls, when y'all go to the doctor and they try to tell y'all that y'all are overweight, and I'm like, first of all, the doctor is completely forgetting that you are dragging a wagon. Okay.
Hello.
First of all, some of that body fat got to go to the ass. Okay. So we got to take that into consideration first.
And this is the ass the Lord gave me. I came here with this.
Okay. Right. What am I supposed to do, Doc? I mean, what do you want from me? And that's why I say, like, you know, the way we structure our programming is one, to help get rid of that unwanted body fat, but also to keep in mind too that women of color, we like to be curvy. We like our proportions to look right. So we're also going to lift and work out to make sure that you are keeping your curves lifted. Everything is sitting the way it should. Y'all been seeing Kia Petras, okay? Everything sits exactly the way it should, okay? And that is how I want and all my girls.
Please
to
join the Patreon so y'all can get these visuals. That's all I gotta say.
No, I appreciate it. And it's just a space where, you know, big butts are not a welcome in every gym.
No.
You know, and we talked about this last week, but you know, white women just now realize that they can, you know, build a butt too.
Mm-hmm.
Now they want to.
Now they want to
build a shelf,
appropriate that, right? So, but it's been a long time, or I would say never, I feel like now we're starting to really embrace our bodies the way that they are. We're not trying to change them.
And the way God designed them to be.
The way, you know, and it's about self-acceptance. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's a common theme in your programming. Mm-hmm. You know, I hear you telling the girls, you know, about waist trainers and fads and things.
Take
that
them off.
Might be like, you're gonna hurt yourself. Take that mess.
Because in the middle, squeezing all of your fucking intestines.
In the middle of class, I will pause everything. Take it off. You will not send that inside of her flex fitness. But also, like, what I want and what I believe that a lot of the girls that come to the gym, they start to learn and they start to understand is we are not all meant to look the same anyway. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You are comparing yourself to people on social media where everything is edited. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you need to, one, love yourself at every stage of your journey. Because even though you're not where you want to be right now, you have already come so far. And also, like Kia said, there are other ways to measure your fitness journey. Do you have more energy throughout the day? Are you getting better sleep at night? Or if you have kids, are you able to pour into your children with more energy than what you were doing before? Are you more attentive at work because you feel good about yourself? Are you loving what you see when you walk past the mirror? There are other ways to measure your results and your progress other than just hopping on a scale when the doctor told you that you're supposed to be 30 pounds lighter and you ain't gonna get there, sis, because at this age, we ain't meant to be 30 pounds lighter. That was 10 years ago, okay?
Right, that was exactly. 10 years. Say it again.
We're past that now. So you need to learn to love what God gave you at this age and keep it right and tight at this age. And what I'm also teaching women is to also prepare for as we get older, because we're not only lifting weights and we're not only working out so we can be snatched for a vacation, right? We're lifting weights so that we can strengthen that bone density when we get older, so that we can be prepared and still move at 78 like we do at 38. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we're lifting and we're working out for longevity. It's not just for the here and the now. And I do really appreciate that. You know, because when everybody joins my gym, everybody doesn't have that understanding, right? It takes time. And that's why I always tell people, you know, if you can give me 3 months, I will completely change your mindset on health and wellness. Because when you first join, you join thinking, okay, my birthday is in December. I need to be snatched. And sis, we not, although that could be a goal, that's a short-term goal. We're lifting for our long-term goals. And those are things that we need to keep in mind. The big picture is what we need to keep in mind, but also to have fun with it. And that's why we also cultivate the energy that we have in there. And that's why a lot of times they say, like, I'm a crackhead, because it's like, I want y'all to know that we can also have fun while we do this. You can come in here and we're going to have some kiki time. Like, if a class is dry, I will call them out. I'm like, hold on, y'all. We had a nail piece of kiki time in this whole hour. What the hell is wrong with y'all? Because y'all know I'm a joke. I'm a joke. Yeah. And it's like, y'all not gonna come inside my gym and be dry. Because we come here to have fun.
So you don't come with the Ricky Lake boot camp mentality, screaming at people and all of that. You come from a different perspective.
It's screaming from, it's like a screaming from love. It's not
encouragement.
Like
encouragement.
Yeah, it's not like you're terrible. What's wrong with you?
Never
it's
that.
More like it's more like, no, you know better than that.
Yeah, like, it's more like stop playing with me.
It's a loving
like, it's
push.
Like, yeah, it's like a do not limit your potential, because like what I do want them to understand is like, you're limitless in here. Like the potential that you have, your lifting potential, your conditioning potential, all of that, you are limitless in here. You know, and that's why we track our weights each month. We track our progress, because I want the girls to come in there and I want them to be proud of what they're doing in the gym. You know what I'm saying? And it also let them realize, you know, what you're doing in here transfers into other areas of your life. Please understand that you can do hard things. And you have to push yourself to do hard things in here so that you can mentally prepare to do hard things when you're not inside the gym with me. So I won't say that I'm not boot camp style, like, you better do this shit. You are boo, woo, woo. But it's more so like, don't play with me and don't play with yourself, because you're better than this. You're better than this. And I have been teaching you to understand that you are better than this. You can do more. You can push yourself more. And every rep counts. Don't I always say that in class? Every rep counts.
And it's contagious, because it's not just Maya, what happens is now we also encourage each other.
Yes.
Like, it's nothing okay. for my sister next to me to be like, okay, 25, yes. okay.
I feel okay, you. I like it.
So you it's know? Cultivated a community.
Yes.
It is. You've not just made yes. a gym, Maya. You've cultivated a community absolutely. For Black women in a safe absolutely. Space. Absolutely.
It's other girls in the gym that say, I see you squatting heavier or mm-hmm. your form is improving. Mm-hmm. And it builds that culture. So when I see the newer girls come in, I remember when I was a new girl coming in and I'm helping her. Let me get you. Okay. This 15 medicine ball. Here's the 12. Mm-hmm. Let's do it together. We mm-hmm. push each other through the yep. reps. And I never thought that I would be that girl. I'm just in here like, girl, let me just get through these sets. So I can get on out of here. But you've made an environment where it's fun mm-hmm. and there's like a sisterly, yeah. there's sisterhood and friendship. And
I think what goes into that is that, you know, because like I say all the time, like Black women, we wear so many hats in the day and we pour into so many people. And I think that Herflex Fitness is where you can go for it. That's your hour to be seen. You're seen in there. You know what I'm saying? Even if I have a class of 24, everybody is going to get my attention at some point. And if, sure. Everybody in your group, y'all are cheering each other on. And it's like, this is my moment where people are pouring into me. People are loving on me. People are encouraging mm-hmm. me. Let me also do that with my sis next to me. And now mm-hmm. everybody in the gym is uplifting yes. each other, especially during PR week. PR week is the fourth yeah. week of every month. That's when everybody, this is when you give it all you got. This is your time to really show me that you worked hard for this entire month. You will hear people stopping in the middle of their set to cheer mm-hmm. each other on, like, you better go, taking out their phones, mm-hmm. recording each other. And even though some people start off shy at first, you know, because of course we have some people who come in where they aren't used to that. They aren't accustomed to that. So it's like, ooh, I don't really want that attention. But 3 months in Herflex Fitness, after 3 months of Herflex Fitness, sis, it's totally different. The confidence levels skyrocket. It is, it's just amazing.
One thing that happens to be my specialty, okay, is worrying. It is something that I have excelled at for the larger duration of my life, but now I'm working towards unlearning those unhealthy and unhelpful practices and learning a different way of approaching things. But sort of my age-old tendency is to focus on the problem and get sort of caught down in the weeds of figuring the problem out, that I really don't even have the time or the capacity or bandwidth to think about solutions. And, you know, it can be tough to train your brain to stay in problem solving mode, especially when you're facing a challenge in your life. But when you learn how to find your own solution, there really is no better feeling. And a therapist can help you become a problem solver, making it easier to accomplish your goals, no matter how big or how small. And I've said it before, and I will continue to say that one of the game changer aspects of therapy for me have been, you know, it really is just someone to help you change your perspective, get out of your own way, to stop seeing a situation in the limited view or vantage point that you currently have. And, you know, it's someone to help you sort of process your thoughts and give you sort of tools for zooming out and thinking about things differently. Those perspective changing activities have really been a game changer for me. They've made all of the difference. It's helped me to sort of have my feelings, to honor and acknowledge them, but to not let them take over my life or my capacity to move through the challenge. You know, even when it seems like it is something that, you know, it's coming down, it's all encompassing, it's all enclosing in. Therapy has really been a game changer. And if you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online. Get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey and switch therapists at any time. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/grown today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grown.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well.
So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I have a question that speaks to that actually. So, because the power of transformation, right? So you see a lot of physical transformations. I mean, and we've seen it with Kia. I see it with Kia all the time. I'm going to be 10 minutes late because I'm coming. I had a gym session. I can't record at this time because I've got to go to the gym. So with all of these physical transformations, which I'm sure is beautiful to see, have you witnessed some growth beyond the physical change doing this work and working with your clients?
Can you speak to that a little bit? For sure. Like I said, the confidence levels. Scott. Simba.
He's like, I'll speak to it.
I am so sorry.
I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked.
He has beef with some dog that always go walking around this time. So around this time, that's when he gotta let the dog know. Like, I see you. Simba, you're about to get put up. Quiet.
Like not around here.
Right. Bad boy. Go sit down.
Simba. I live.
But yes, the confidence levels, they skyrocket. And it's not even just like my shy girls. It's just my girls who are very self-conscious about their bodies at first. Because I've even fucked at Kia. Like, I will fuck at her all the time. One thing I do not allow in the gym is negative self-talk. If you say something negative about yourself, you got to follow up with something positive. Because we are not, because what we're doing in here is we're breaking that. Because I want you to not only love your body at this stage, because if you hate yourself at this stage, you're not going to enjoy the journey to get to your next stage of your body. You know what I'm saying? If you're constantly critiquing what you look like and, oh, I just got to get rid of this back fat. I just got to get... Sis, what about the back fat we already got rid of? Okay? Because it was three rolls there at first. Okay? And now we down
also,
to...
so what?
And it's awful. So what? Yeah. At the end of the day, you still look good, okay? We still tightening things up. Things are lifting, okay? Things that have not been lifted in years are lifting, okay?
You're right. You're not wrong.
So it's like, you know, your confidence, not just your confidence, energy levels. I love hearing how people start to engage in more hobbies and more activities. Mm-hmm. Like now that I've got all this energy from the gym, I've started going skating. I've started picking up whatever this new City Girl Golf is. So many members of the gym started doing City Girl Golf. But you know what I'm saying?
I don't know of anything.
It's Black girls golfing, child. That's what they
okay.
do. Either way, I don't even care. Like, I got girls in there that's running 5Ks. Just getting more active in the gym. And all of that starts with just learning to be consistent and appreciating where you are now. And then realizing, like I said, I am limitless. If I can come in here and I can lift weights 3 times a week, I can challenge myself a little bit more. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start taking swim lessons. Or I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to try to learn how to golf. Or I'm going to go out here and I'm going to start running 3 more miles. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I tell them all the time, what you do in the gym transfers over into other areas of your life. That discipline will take you so much further in other areas of your life. You just got to trust the process.
So for somebody like myself, who absolutely, I loathe the gym.
Okay, let's start with what do you loathe about the gym? What is it that you hate?
Oh, because all of the things that we've talked about, the niggas, the stink,
they're not there.
The germs. Well, but I'm not there. So if I don't have a Samaya or a Herflex Fitness anywhere in my vicinity, what would you say to somebody like me who wants to get consistent in that way, but doesn't have access to such a community-based encouraging space?
Well, the first thing I would say is if you don't have something like that near you, I do offer online coaching, but even if you weren't to
talk about that.
Yes. Even if you weren't going to do online coaching with me, I always suggest having some kind of structure when you go in the gym. Right. Because if you have a plan, because I think the number one reason why so many women get anxious in the gym is because they see 30,000 workouts on Instagram. They're trying to pull from 30,000 workouts on Instagram and then go in the gym. They don't know if they're doing it right. They think they look dumb. They don't feel like they look like the girl that got the fake booty on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? So And then on top of that, if they feel like they're doing something wrong, you got this man coming up to you trying to fix your form and then he hitting on you at the same time. So I say eliminate all of that by having some kind of structure. So getting an online coach who can provide you with the structure. With my girls who do online coaching with me, I provide form videos. They're recordings of me with voiceovers to show exactly what you're supposed to do. And then you can even upload videos of yourself doing that same exercise so that I can critique your form. But also it just lays out everything that you need to be doing in the gym. And then if somebody were to come up to you and be like, oh, do you need help? No, actually, I'm following a program. I have a coach. I appreciate your input, but I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? And then you'll slowly start to build up your confidence. Usually what I do with girls who don't know what they're doing in the gym at all or just hate the gym is I'll get them started with like a dumbbell only workout. That way they can find their own little spot in the gym where it's just them, prop up their little headphones, get them a little bench if they need it, and they can just work in that area. I'll get them comfortable with that for the first 1 or 2 months. Once they feel more confident, all right, sis, we about to throw you into the fire. Now it's time to do some barbell work. It's time to get more comfortable moving in the gym. So it's slow. You have to slowly build up your confidence to it. But again, it all goes back to a mindset change. You got to change the way that you look at working out and think of it as this is my hour to love on my body. Because even though I might not 100% know what I'm doing to the T, I'm still moving my body. I'm still lifting weights. I'm still doing what I can to reduce this body fat. And in turn, that's going to make me feel better about myself outside of the gym. So I think structure, having a plan. And I do think that's another thing that women that come to HerFlex really appreciate is that I ain't got to worry about what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to worry about thinking about it because I know Maya put it together. Or her coaches have put the workout
together. Which is really beneficial because a lot of times when we're paying for gym memberships, like you say, you walk in and it's like IKEA. You just, you know, I don't know where to start. Yeah.
And then the only thing you're familiar with is the treadmill. You're a built-in trainer.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Or the elliptical, my favorite enemy. So it's nice that when they sign up with HerFlex Fitness, that comes with a trainer. Like that's a built-in trainer and a gym in the same program.
Even like when I have to travel and a lot of times when I'm recording myself, it's not just for posting. I'm recording myself because I know I got to be in Seattle next week. And so when I go to the gym, I can remember that these are my primaries and this is the workouts and I can still keep up with the program. Yeah. So when I come back in town, it's not like, oh yeah, I took a whole week off. You know, I may not be able to do everything, but I can get in there and do something. Very, very, very helpful in having that sort of built-in program. Another thing that I wanted to ask you, especially given, you know, we are freshly into daylight savings time and it gets dark at 3:30 in the afternoon. And it is going to get cold. And sometimes this is the season when the motivation goes down, baby.
Okay. It's giving seasonal depression.
Depression. So like, are there ways that you can help to keep, what can we do to keep our motivation up and keep engaged and try to maintain our consistency even as it starts to get cold outside?
Dark outside. I know. And I will say that this is a very hard time of year. And I actually just talked about this on another podcast, especially for women. I don't know why seasonal depression hits us so hard. Like I said before, it could kind of be like our hormones that play a role in why seasonal depression hits us so hard. But you gotta fight it. And it is so easy to slip into seasonal depression. And I hear so many women just almost like the other day, I just had a girl tell me like, oh yeah, Maya, I'm gonna have to pause my membership in December because I just always get sick around that time of year. I'm like, baby girl, it's power in the tongue. Why are you claiming that you're gonna get sick in December? Like you just know you're gonna be...
Are you doing preventative things?
Exactly. And I'm glad you said preventative things, because the same thing goes hand in hand with seasonal depression. If you know that you lose motivation to go work out after 6 o'clock because it's so dark outside, switch up your workout routine. You know what I'm saying? Try to go work out midday. So many people telework now. You have no excuses. You don't mind saying that you're on your lunch break to go to Target. Okay. Use your quote unquote lunch break to go to the gym, right? Because like I said, people do not realize the importance of post-workout endorphins. When you finish working out and you feel like you are on top of the world, you're like, where does this come from? Like, you just feel so good about yourself. Those are post-workout endorphins. Those post-workout endorphins can literally make or break seasonal depression season. Also finding more ways. Y'all know Black folks is vitamin D deficient. Go outside. Okay, you need to be outside getting some kind of fresh air. And yes, I know it's cold. I get that it's cold. But all I'm asking for you is to be outside for 15 minutes in your day and watch how that vitamin D changes your life. So I will say those are the two most important things. Also, to give yourself grace. So what I say a lot of times is, excuse me, you know, this is the time of year, holiday season is the time of year where you might not see a whole lot of progress in your fitness journey. But what we don't want to do is take 10 steps back. Because what happens is around the holidays, people say, well, I'll just pick up back up with my workouts in the new year. And this thing, you didn't already put back on them 15 pounds that we lost.
Okay, that's a perfect transition, because it is now the week after Thanksgiving. With this episode. And so I was going to ask you about that, because people start freaking out about this Thanksgiving Christmas situation. And it's like, okay, I understand. What kind of things do you tell your clients during this time when they know they're going to be eating?
And that's the thing. See, power in the tongue, portion control. You don't got to have 4 slices of ham. Why is you eating all that swine? I don't understand. There's no excuse to eat all that swine. If you don't pick up some of the turkey dry, put some gravy on it. And I'm like, there has to be some form of portion control.
Balance.
It has to be. Yes. Maybe you should get a scoop of them greens, thing. Put down, you don't need 2 scoops of mac and cheese. It's all about portion control. I'm so serious, y'all. Like, it's all about portion control. You have to get some of them greens, because why is auntie making greens every year if don't nobody eat them? You know what I'm saying? Like,
hello, we are tired of putting away 2-gallon bags of greens.
No, auntie worried about what's wrong with her greens. Ain't nothing wrong with auntie greens. You just want to eat all that swine. And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's okay to have a slice of a sweet potato pie. Why are you still eating it 3 days later?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
Delicious. Once you can get one slice, and I know it's good because I like to eat too. That's the thing. People think, well, it's easy for you to say that because you've been doing fitness for a while. My taste buds have not changed. I never understood people who, the plant-based mommies who be like, if you try plant-based for 3 weeks, your taste buds will change. No, they don't. French fries tasted good before I switched over. What I've just learned is to control how many of them I eat. You know what I'm saying? Right. And that's why I don't tell my girls, you know, to completely cut out the things that they enjoy eating. And when I make meal plans that people are going to enjoy. You know what I'm saying? If you like those tacos, I'm going to put tacos in your meal plan, but I cannot guarantee you're going to get the sour cream. You know what I'm saying? No. I'm going to put the pasta in your meal plan, but it might be veggie pasta. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we can still eat the things that we enjoy. You just got to tweak it a little bit, Stank. You cannot, and that also goes back to the whole age thing. Like, the girls will tell me, back when I was 23, I could eat 3 plates of Thanksgiving food and I'd be just fine. That was 23. Mm-hmm. Where your metabolism was constantly rolling, baby. That thing is slowed down. First of all, we're trying to get your metabolism to wake up. Okay, exactly. you trying to get that thing to wake up, and then you still eating 2 pans of mac and cheese?
It lays down. That metabolism walks off the clock at around 35. You have to call her back. You have to call her back.
Right.
Like, sis, come back here. You don't get to just leave me.
Yeah.
And why are you doing all that work? You doing all that work. Because like I say, my workouts ain't no help. Your workouts are challenging. You are going into this gym, and you are putting your body for a tough time, okay? A tough time to say the least. Why are you about to throw all of that away with eating a week's worth of Thanksgiving leftovers? I can't even get you the meal prep for the week. You said you ain't like leftovers. Why you like Thanksgiving leftovers? You said, Maya, I can't do this meal plan because I don't like eating the same thing every day. You've been eating ham for 6 days. And since we got to do better, we have to do better. You have to evolve with your body. As your body changes, yes, you have to work with your body. And if you want to keep that body fat at bay, you cannot eat the same way that you was eating for Thanksgiving and Christmas that you were 15, 20 years ago, because the body is not going to operate the same. It's not going to digest the food.
And those are just the facts. Yeah. Those are just the facts.
You ain't have heartburn at 15. Now you got heartburn. Now you taking Tums after you done ate all that Thanksgiving food. You didn't think maybe you should put the fork down.
I know you're right. Because when you get older, and things used to be too... Remember when you was little, you used to drink that punch and it wasn't too sweet. Now you'd be like...
Now I got a headache. Now I got a headache from that punch. Whoa, so I got
Put some water
Why
in
did
that?
I buy Pop-Tarts? That wasn't a good idea.
That was not a good idea.
They don't hit the same like they used to.
No, they don't. Not even when you throw them in them and the toaster, they do not hit the same.
No, they're just a small block of sugar. Yes. Okay, that's fair.
So, I will say though, eventually, I feel like what's happening to me is like, you know, my body is changing, but even if I have a craving for something, like if I want a cheeseburger and I get it, I can't eat the whole thing. And it's about knowing when to stop. It's about
boundaries.
You're not hungry anymore.
Control.
Why are you still eating?
Yeah. And so, Jay will tell you when we go on trips, you know, because eating is one of the things that we do to feel good and have a good time together, right? And so, when we went to Vegas to see Beyonce, we went to STK, and you know, instead of me having the steak, I split it with Jay. Mm-hmm. We split the steak and we split the sides. So it was I don't have to have all of this. We're gonna share it.
Yes.
And
yes,
I can still get to enjoy it.
Yes.
And you know, I just make good choices, what Maya says in her
bullhorn.
Make good choices. So if I go and I have a little glass of champagne, I just know if I need to, maybe I need to get a few more steps the next day.
There you go. Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It'll be all right.
Wow. Balance. Are you a Herflex girly or what?
I'm a Herflex girly.
You just I'm so proud.
So I personally have one more question. As you say that Kia is a Herflex girly. Can we expect more Herflex locations in the future? Like, what's up? Yes. Like, you leaving New York girlies out? You leaving the Philly girlies out?
I know. Look, anytime the gym goes viral on Twitter or anywhere, people are like, we need one of these in Texas. And I'm like, listen, I'm coming. It's just one of me and a million of y'all. So it's like, I'm doing my best. I don't want to say too much, but we do have expansion coming soon in 2024. I'm super excited about that. Yes. God is so good. But yes, that is the goal. The goal is for Herflex to be nationwide, because I really feel like the energy and the vibe that we have cultivated at Herflex, I feel like all Black women or all women of color, all women, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All of us deserve that. You know what I'm saying? Because I really feel like Herflex is one of a kind. I do not feel like you can get Herflex vibes at Orange Theory, Solid Core. Like, that's cute. But, like, they're not going to understand you like I do. Stink. They don't make you laugh like I do. You know what I'm saying?
We're not going to be listening to Boosie.
Okay, whatever. Listen, because Future is not playing Orange Theory while they doing them little roles, okay? that's no shade to Orange Theory, but I just feel like women of color need, again, like I said, a space where they're seen, a space where they can go in and be 100% themselves. If you want to twerk in between sets, think, come over here so I can smack that ass while you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because I want you to feel good about yourself so that you can continue to pour into other people, because we wear so many hats in a day. Black women have to be so many things to so many people. And Herflex is that hour for you to be nothing but yourself. You don't have to pour into anybody else but yourself unless you want to. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Simba is back there praising while you're...
I know that's
He's
right.
like, yes, Ma, talk that shit, Ma.
Yes, Ma. Hey. Meanwhile, he got beef with the little doodle that's walking by.
He's got to release some of his tension at her flex. Yes, that's all I'm saying.
They love when I bring him too. But yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time. So yes. Prayerfully, God willing, there will be her flexes nationwide. I just need a little time. Just give me some time to just keep expanding, child. But it's gonna happen. I'm claiming it.
Yeah. We're so proud of you though, and grateful for the space that you've cultivated.
Thank you.
I can just from Kia's reactions alone, I'm like, I'm very jealous. I'm also very happy for all of the Black women who get to partake.
Okay.
In this very intentional space that you've created.
I love it for us. We need it. Like you said, there's so many spaces. And there's so many spaces that we have to share. There's so few spaces mm-hmm. that are exclusively
just for us.
I love the exclusivity. I love that, niggas be walking past the gym, looking inside. We be like,
get out. The door is locked.
You've got to go.
The door.
Get out. Please leave.
It's not for you.
Y'all
looking for security.
No, we didn't say it to you.
Oh, I know they come and say some stupid shit around there. I know they do.
Police on you if you don't get away. Bothering me and my girls.
Leave us alone.
Y'all better watch for the same block.
So, Maya, how do we find you if we are not local? How do we find you to do online courses and training and so forth?
Okay, so yeah, there's a few ways. Of course, Instagram, Herflex Fitness is Instagram. My personal Instagram is Muscles by Maya, okay, M-Y-A, M-Y-A. But if any inquiries, feel free to just shoot us an email, herflexfitness@gmail.com or our website, herflexfitness.net. So there are an array of different ways that you can get in touch with us. Again, I do offer online coaching. For anyone that is not in the DMV, but still wants to experience the structure and me, because my online clients, they get the same version of me that my in-person clients do. I'm still checking the app to make sure you going up in weight, you challenging yourself. I'm still checking in on your mental, how you're feeling. I'm still encouraging you to make good choices. So the same version that my in-person clients get, my online clients get that same version of me as well. So yeah, herflexfitness.net, herflexfitness@gmail.com. A few different ways that you can get in touch with us. But yeah, just get started. The first step is just to reach out, and then I will meet you wherever you are.
For sure.
Okay, we're calling this episode Get Started, Stink.
Get Started, Stink. Get Started, Stink.
Well, Maya, you know that I love you, and I think that you're brilliant. Thank you for all that you are doing and all that you will continue to do. We're so proud of you. You're always, and I'm just grateful to share you and your gifts with our audience, and I'm sure that people will continue to flood you with all the love and support that you deserve. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
You got me for life, girl. I'm gonna be following you around wherever you go.
You got me for life. Look, that's why whenever you go on too long with traveling, I'm checking in with Renee and Tess. I'm like,
don't be on Instagram eating something you ain't supposed to. Maya gonna be in your stories like,
did you get your man? Did you get your steps in?
No, I'm gonna hire you. You're gonna be in my stories, and you could be like, and I'll be like,
Post your steps.
Don't mute me either. Don't block me from the story either. Because I'll go through on the Herflex Fitness page. I'll make offense to Denise. Don't worry. Not play. You can't run from me. Once you become one of the girls, you are jumping. You are gang. You have signed a 360 deal, okay?
You are a gang.
Jump in.
You are locked in.
You got to get jumped out. Jumped out.
Ain't no out, okay? We do this
all of the information will be in the description box where you all too can find Maya. Absolutely. But because I got to record this before you get to hear it, I'm going to get to her first. So thank you very much, Maya, for coming and sitting with us at the kitchen table.
I had a blast. Just everyone, make good choices. Make good choices, girls.
Make good choices, Stink. Not indulging this time of year is a crime, okay? I don't believe in any of that. And you know me. I'm not passing up on a single thing that's delicious. But sometimes, the day after all the holiday fun, I just need to nourish my body with a light lunch and keep things, good and balanced. Thankfully, with Daily Harvest, I'm getting the best of both worlds. Daily Harvest helps me keep my stomach and my freezer full by delivering my favorite fruit and veggie packed meals right to my doorstep. So convenience, which is my number one. You have to try Daily Harvest New Edition for dinner. Okay, they have pasta now. And I'm talking pesto. I'm talking bolognese. I'm talking primavera. But with a lot more veggies and a lot less work. And don't fret, my little gluten intolerant girlies. The pasta's gluten-free. It's dairy-free. And the cherry on top, it's ready in under 10 minutes. Just a dash of salt and pepper. And with little time on the calendar between the holiday feasts and parties, I get easy to prep options for other times of the day too. So the smoothies, the harvest bowls, the flatbreads, the soups, and I never have to think about what to cook. I can skip the shopping, the chopping, and the post-cooking cleanup. So we got some favorites on the menu. You okay, for your girl, it's the herb squash and asparagus risotto, little dash of salt and pepper, lunch. Tomato and zucchini minestrone soup, dash of salt and pepper, lunch. And I love anything that's tomato, and I love anything minestrone. But the smoothies, okay, that is my sprinkle. The passion fruit and pineapple. You know, anytime your grandmother told you that you need a carrot for your eyes, they have a carrot and cinnamon smoothie. I don't know if that's actually a factually, but it's what we were told. It's what we were brought up with. And there's a smoothie for that. And then my absolute favorite, the cold brew and cacao, which you go look at the ingredients and you say, what the hell? But no, it's delicious and it's packed with all of these nutrients, all of these vegetables, and you get your cold brew and you get your cacao fix because that's what it tastes like. There are so many options. I mean, tons and tons of them. Plus, you can feel good about what you're ordering because Daily Harvest uses recyclable or compostable packaging when available so that they're doing their part to make sure that they're taking care of our earth. And that helps me limit my waste. And I like that. Get the best of both worlds with Daily Harvest. Go to dailyharvest.com/gittin to get up to $65 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/GETTIN for up to $65 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/gittin.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
I deserve.
Oh, it's time for the self-care. Wasn't that such a good time? Oh,
good
that
was time. Such a good time.
That was the motivation that I needed to start before the new year.
You know, we don't have to wait till resolution season.
No, I actually, you know, I've tried to detach myself from resolution season. You know, I use the new year as a marker, which I guess essentially is what resolution season is, but I don't set resolutions. You know, I try to set my goals and set them up before the new year comes. Right. I want to come into the new year, like, moving a little bit. Period. So, but my self-care is actually quite simple this week, this year, but low-key a big deal for me.
Okay.
So you know that the Thanksgiving is my Super Bowl.
Oh, yes.
That is my moment. That is my moment in time. And so, you know, I love the food. It's the only time of year where I get all of the sides that I love like that at one time. And it's also the time for community. The origins of it, we don't have nothing to do with that. But with all of that being said, I gave up, I relinquished a little bit of control this year.
Did you?
You know, Tristan has been begging me for years now. do we have to host every holiday?
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, we do. Because that's what I do.
The answer is like, yes.
That's what you signed up yes. for. Yes, we do. But I obliged him this year.
Come on.
And you know, they say reach out to your loved ones when you need help. So I called up our good sis, Crystal, mm-hmm. who is always a part of Thanksgiving. And I said, hey, nigga, can we host at your house this year? I'll still bring the food. And she was like, yeah. So we went to Crystal Jean's for Thanksgiving, whereas normally, you know, I do it at the crib. So I got the joys of preparing and eating all of the foods that I love and desire, and none of the work of having to also prepare the space.
I love that for us.
And it was a really nice balance, I must say. Now, does that mean that I am going to do this every year?
No,
Tristan. But you knew what you signed up for. I've been doing it since we started. But no, it was nice. It was nice to not have to focus on like all the things. It allowed like a little bit more ease and joy. It's like, okay, I get to make this food that I really love, and then I get to get dressed and leave. And that's really lovely. So
well, I am very happy for you.
Thank you, sister.
You deserve. You don't have thank to host you. Every time.
No, I don't.
But I'm grateful that you are allowing yourself some space and flexibility here. To you know, it's important, sis. It's very
a little
important.
Ease. You know, yes. You got to call in the ease where you can call in the ease. And absolutely. I know that is a luxury and a privilege, especially in the times that we are living in. Mm-hmm. But, you know, call it in where you can. Period. Call it in where you can. Period. What's your self-care this week?
Mine, you know, also very similarly, very simple. But, you know, outside of indulging in that patty melt from the Waffle House. Mm. You know, one of the things that I love to do every holiday season is, you know, I'm one of the Food Network girlies that gets all the way into the Food Network holiday programming.
Yes, you are.
The Holiday Baking Championship. Beat Bobby Flay has this new holiday, you know, component. I'm all into that.
And oh, Bad Baby has a new special, huh?
That's what
I call him because that's what he looks like.
And he's got this triple threat thing, you know, the Christmas cookie challenges, the big bake Christmas challenges.
All the feel good things.
They're doing a holiday baking championship, kids.
Okay, I'm always on time for the kids. I'm not gonna hold you. I love watching
it
the kids.
So good, sister.
They're my fave.
And I love it. And you know, I've really just been, you know, taking it easy this week. Did some traveling, came back from traveling, rested, restored myself. You know, was very mm-hmm. diligent about you know, making some boundaries around my family time.
Yep. Yes.
You know, so yes. I came right back home on Friday.
Yep.
And took my Saturday and Sunday to do what I wanted to do. So all is well. All is well.
And if you all didn't catch the reprise last week, we actually, to your point, mm-hmm. Reprised our episode with Nedra Tawab because, mm-hmm. You know, exercising those boundaries, especially around this time, is so important, you know, for your own mental health and for your own just peace of mind in general. So if you all didn't catch that, make sure you go back and check that out because it's quite important because we're not done with holiday season.
Ain't.
It ain't over.
It ain't over.
No, but I'm glad that you set some boundaries for yourself. And I'm glad that you did things the way that you wanted to do them and that you made it back safely and got to enjoy your you time as well. All right.
Correctamundo.
In that giant she shed that you purchased for yourself.
I love it here.
You should. It is yours.
I do.
So yes, but I love sister. That. Let us know what you guys did for the holidays. I would love to hear from you all. How some of you instilled your boundaries.
And how your Thanksgivings season. Came out.
I would have loved what y'all do.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Tag Getting Grown. Let us know. I guess it's too late for that to tag us in your Thanksgiving meals. But let us know how your Thanksgivings went. If anything interesting happened, did Cousin Terry come around? Like, you can write into hello@gettinggrown.co.
Right.
And with that being said, we're going to move over to these petty peeves.
Mm-hmm. And I want to be very responsible of the things I say to my sister, because everybody know I can be real petty. P-E to the T-T-Y, honey.
All right, my petty peeve is a very apropos given our amazing kitchen table guest. Mm-hmm. I'm very sad about it. I'm going to try to replace it, but I have a special water bottle that I bring with me to the gym.
Oh, yeah.
I, you know, you develop a relationship with these things. You know, it's just the bottle that I use every day, just about. You put it in the dishwasher, get it out the next day, use it again. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what happened after warm-ups. And after the demo, like Maya does the demo where she demonstrates the workouts in each station. And then we all pick a station and go. So I get up and grab my things to head to my station. Somehow my water bottle slips from my grasp.
Oh, no.
And falls onto the floor and shatters.
Oh, no.
I mean, as the songwriter says, broken glass everywhere. Everywhere. And I just stood there for a moment like, well, okay,
the shock of it all.
And I had to, you know, Maya was there, she helped me to grab some towels and clean it up, but to sweep up the glass. But it was one of those things that just sort of frazzled me. You know, I'm in the zone, I'm ready to get started, I'm headed to station two. I like to start at station two. I don't know why. But it's just my pattern.
It's your thing.
I just started station two and work my way around the room. So I'm headed there and I don't even know how it happened. I don't know. I can't even explain it. Like, I had it in my hand and then it wasn't. But, you know, I've been a klutz all my life, so these things should not surprise me. But that's my petty peeve, that I'm clumsy and I broke my favorite water bottle by FBF Body. Y'all know that I stand FBF Body and purchase that water bottle. So I'm going to have to get another one.
Well, that just means you get to support and get another one.
Yikes and yowzers, yowzers and yikes.
Glass, yes, that's the tricky thing with glass water bottles, that you just run the risk at some point or another. That's how I've lost like three of my favorites.
It's like, dang,
because
Gina.
I too am clumsy. Yeah. My petty peeve this week is for car issues that come up at the last minute and always come up at the wrong time during the holiday season. You know, and it's always something. You know, this time a belt had to be replaced, and I'm grateful always. That it's, you know, not an engine. That's happened to me before.
Period.
I have fully lost a car in a snowstorm after seeing Sesame Street on ice at Madison Square Garden. A Honda. But yeah, that's just my petty peeve. Like, can't y'all bitches get yourselves together? Like, the cars need to go to Herflex Fitness, and they need to do some preventative shit too.
Somebody
got to do something, because I'm tired of being, but I also am very grateful to have a vehicle, so I will not complain. But that's it. You know, shit that just happens at the wrong damn time.
Literally.
Period.
Literally.
And that is our good, short, and sweet episode of Getting Grown this week. You know, we coming up off the holiday, and so we just trying to ease back in. And we're so grateful that Maya came to, like, kind of give us a good little reset. You know, for anybody who's thinking of taking off the next 3 to 4 weeks, I'm sure she helped you to reframe that thinking, because she definitely kicked my ass verbally into... you know, getting myself together, which I've been saying I was going to do for a minute, including quitting the backy. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm quitting the tabackies. Like, I'm done. I'm about to be done with it. You know, it's time. Preventative measures. But with that being said, sis, take us out.
Y'all know what time it is. You know that it is. It is. As we leave you every week, we always urge you to moisturize your mind. Keep your brain good and juicy, right? Yeah. And you do that by attending to the business that's yours and yours alone. Yes. You also want to moisturize your insides by drinking just as much water as your body can sustain.
Absolutely.
Very important. Very important. And finally, you want to moisturize your largest organ, which is your skin. Tell them why, sis.
Because your black will crack if it's dry.
Correct.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay. A toot-a-loo.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.